Join us as we dive into the wild world of government auctions and take you behind the scenes to uncover the cool and unique ways bidders from across America are utilizing the items they've won on Municibid, like an ambulance repurposed into a work truck, to a city bus converted into an RV, and so much more. Welcome to the Municibid Podcast. Hi there, folks. Greg Barry here, back at it again with another episode of the Municibid Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Last week, we had a chat with Officer Michael Kirshner about the nitty-gritty of being a cop and some wild pursuit stories that'll surely make your head spin. This week, I thought we'd dive into what sets police cars apart from civilian versions and the good, the bad, and the ugly of owning a retired cop car. So picture this. These cars, after putting in their time keeping the streets safe, get a second shot at life as a civilian ride. And get this, anyone can snag one, just like any other car at an auction. But here's the million-dollar question, should you buy a retired police car? So let's dive in, as there's a lot to unpack here. These cars come with some pretty sweet modifications, but they've also got their fair share of potential headaches, like higher maintenance costs. So if you're on the fence about whether a retired police car is your dream ride, allow me to break it down for you. First things first, one of the biggest perks of buying a retired police car is the price tag. These cars are often sold at a serious discount compared to similar vehicles that haven't seen a day of police work. It's like scoring a sweet deal on a car that's built like a tank. But hold your horses. These cars are sold as is, so you better do your homework before placing your bids. Another thing to keep in mind is the type of police car you're buying. Police chiefs and detective cars usually don't see as much action as patrol cars, which can rack up wear and tear very quickly. If you're looking at a patrol car, just know that it might have seen a decade's worth of use in just a few years, especially if it was cruising the mean streets of a big city. And don't be surprised if the driver's seat looks like it's been through the ringer. Those utility belts can do a number on the upholstery. But here's the thing. Police cars are built to last. They've got high-quality parts, top-notch brakes, shocks, fuel lines, suspensions, the works. Just keep in mind that when it's time to replace those parts, you might need to break open the piggy bank because they're heavy duty. And let's not forget those beefy engines made for high-speed chases. Plus, these cars are rated safer than a lot of other rides out there. So even though you might be spending a little extra at the pump due to lower fuel economy, you're getting a vehicle that's built to tackle anything life throws its way. Another great thing about police cars, they're usually very well maintained. Departments stick to the manufacturer's maintenance schedules because they can't afford to have any hiccups while they're out there keeping the peace. Now, let's talk about modifications. Some of the mods you'll find on police cars are pretty sweet, like upgraded engines, suspensions, and power systems. And since the center console is usually taken up by radio and computer systems, most police cars have a column shift, which is a feature you can't always find on the civilian versions. But some modifications might cause some issues for you, like holes in the roof where the lights used to be, or scratches from removed vinyl decals. Some police vehicles have the back seats removed and replaced with a cage. Sometimes the department keeps the back seats and reinstalls them, so you end up with brand new seats. Other times you might be rolling without any back seat at all. It's all about weighing the pros and cons and figuring out what you're cool with. Check what police equipment, if any, is sticking around with the vehicle. Most of the time, all the police gear gets stripped out unless you can prove you work for another department. Things like radios and light bars are usually gone. However, lights installed inside the headlights and rear lights of a vehicle usually stay put. If you're running a business and need a work vehicle with flashing lights, snagging a retired police car can save you a ton of money and time. All you'd have to do is swap out the light bulbs for an amber color. You might be able to use another color, but double check your local laws just to make sure. Gene Irvin, fleet supervisor at Springfield Township, Pennsylvania, told us it can take two guys 2 to 3 full days to outfit a new police vehicle with all the bells and whistles because they have to take the car completely apart to set up all the wiring. One thing to keep in mind is that police cars are worked like mules. They often rack up crazy amount of miles and idle hours, which can do a number on the engines and other parts. But depending on where the car was stationed, it might not have seen as much hard use. Highway patrol cars, for example, don't go through the same kind of wear and tear as cars used for inner city driving. When you're cruising around in a retired police car, people might drive a little differently around you. They might think it's an unmarked car and give you a little more respect on the road. Before you go all in on a retired police car, there are a few key questions you'll want to ask. Find out about the idle hours on the car, whether it comes with its own keys or a fleet key, and if it includes any police equipment. You'll also want to know when the car was taken out of service, if it starts, and what type of service it was used for. And if you're not a mechanic yourself, definitely bring one with you to give the car a once-over before placing a bid. They'll know exactly what to look for to make sure that you're getting a quality ride. Now let's talk about some of the most popular police car models over the last few decades. Starting in the 60s and 70s, you've got the iconic Dodge Polara, featured in the original Dukes of Hazzard TV show. Then there's the Ford Mustang SSP from the 80s, known as the Mustang that chases Porsches for a living. And who could forget the Chevy Caprice of the 80s and 90s, lovingly nicknamed Shamu for its whale-like appearance. The Ford Crown Victoria was the king of the police car market for ages before riding off into the sunset in 2011. And nowadays, you're likely to see a bunch of Ford police interceptors patrolling the streets, which is a modified version of the Ford Explorer SUV. Other common models are the Chevy Tahoe, Dodge Charger, and Ford Caprice. With the Ford Explorer, the water pump is a common problem and can be a real pain to get to when it needs replacing. So that's a question to ask. In the show notes, we'll link to some of the police car models and their common recalls and issues to watch out for. So, should you buy a retired police car? Well, that's up to you. If you like the extra performance, space, potential cost savings, and don't mind the possible drawbacks like higher fuel costs and maintenance, then it could be a match made in heaven. Just make sure to do your homework, ask a ton of questions, and have a mechanic give it a once-over before pulling the trigger. So what do you think? Are you ready to start hunting for your very own police car? If so, head on over to Municibid and see what catches your eye. With a little bit of research and some careful consideration, you might just find the perfect ride for your needs and your budget. Happy hunting, folks, and don't forget to buckle up and obey the speed limit, even if you're driving a retired police car. Thank you for tuning in to the Municibid podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of government surplus, be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts.